And welcome in to Feet First, Dr. Repette and Dr. Bishop, as we are with the Foot and Ankle Centers, Morris and Yorkville. They're online at footandanklecenters.com. Dr. Repette joins us this morning. Doctor, thanks for your time, and how are things going?
Things are very busy right now. It's school's in session, sports are active, and we're seeing quite a few injuries this time of year because of it, and it kind of runs right into our topic.
Focusing on sports injuries, exactly, and as you mentioned, we're well into that fall season, and especially if athletes are busy, maybe they didn't do as much work in the summertime. Sometimes that can play a role as well, but injuries all across the sports landscape, for the amateurs, the professionals, or the weekend athlete that likes to do stuff when they've got some free time. So when we talk about the role of podiatrists in sports medicine, how do they contribute to keeping athletes active and injury-free?
Well, at our practice and in general, our role is basically treating foot and ankle injuries, rehabilitating them, getting back to sports as quickly as possible. In our practice, we have actually acute treatment modalities as well as long-term treatment and preventative treatment, meaning we have physical therapy in our practice. Obviously, we're on call for any type of an acute type of injury that occurs. So we're seeing all kinds of injuries right now, ranging from fractures, ankle sprains, Achilles tendon injuries, plantar fasciitis, tendonitis. So we see a lot across the board. And it's keeping us busy right now. Obviously, we do other things, but our focus today on sports injuries, we'll stick with that topic throughout discussion today here.
Yeah, the common sports-related foot and ankle injuries, you see them all the time, all across many different sports. Is there a way that these types of injuries can be prevented?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, not 100%. As you saw, Aaron Rodgers, blew out his Achilles tendon, and I'm sure he's got top care. Yes, you can do things to prevent these injuries, which would include, proper stretching, braces, strengthening, stretching. All these things can prevent the injury, but ultimately they do happen, even with the most trained athlete. So that comes into the play as far as, what happens when they occur. That's where we come into play. It's really important that even if you think it's minor, you get evaluated, because we see a lot of minor problems turn into bigger issues that lead to surgery. And ultimately, no one wants surgery. So getting in as soon as possible is an important and a key role in treating these successfully. We've seen stress fractures turn into full-blown fractures that lead to surgery, ankle sprains that lead into instability that need to be repaired. So my recommendation would be get in as soon as possible to our office if you're feeling any issue with your ankle, foot, or if you experience some type of an acute injury in sports. So the sooner the better is my recommendation.
Yeah, and as we have about a minute or so left on this segment, how can parents and caregivers ensure the foot and ankle health of all of these young athletes, and what are some specific concerns related to young athletes' foot health? How do the parents and caregivers help out there?
Well, parents, obviously, with a child's injury, they're the main person making the decision. So a lot of times they'll take them to urgent care, or they'll say, hey, walk it off or put some ice on it, you'll be fine. But a lot of times it ends up making the injury worse by the time we see them. So I think as far as a caregiver or a parent, if your child is experiencing pain and discomfort after sports, that's not normal. If the next day you wake up, it's gone, I can understand that. But if it's something that lingers, it should be looked at, because we've seen a lot of these injuries come in kind of too late and end up in surgery. And if they had proper initial care, they can be back to sports quicker and have better outcomes. So I would recommend the sooner the better to be treated.
Yeah, the sooner the better indeed, for sure, as we are talking with Dr. Repette, Along with Dr. Bishop, they make up the Foot and Ankle Centers. You can go online to find out more at Foot and Ankle Centers. Make sure it's plural on centers. FootandAnkleCenters.com. Dr. Repette, thanks so much for your time. We'll look forward to another show next week at the same time.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.